Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe, leave a comment or a review. Your feedback and support is greatly appreciated by our small team here and really helps us to create more content. We hope you enjoy today's episode. It is very unlikely that anyone has not, at some point, tried chocolate. The global availability, the various forms, colours, tastes and mixtures make it one of the most well-known foods in the world. Today, chocolate is a global industry and a beloved treat enjoyed by millions. But the history of chocolate is rich and complex, stretching back thousands of years and spanning multiple continents. In today's episode, we will be talking about that history, the modest origins, its remarkable ascendancy throughout Europe, and finally the world. We hope you enjoy today's episode. In ancient times, chocolate was vastly different from the sweet, solid treat we know today. It held significant cultural, spiritual, and economic importance, especially among the civilizations of Mesoamerica. And so, the story of chocolate begins in ancient Mesoamerica around 1600 BCE with the Olmecs, one of the ancient earliest civilizations in what is now Mexico. They are believed to be the first to cultivate the cacao plant and to use its beans. Archaeological evidence, including residues found in pottery, suggests that the Olmecs were processing cacao into a beverage. Actually, the word cacao is derived from the Olmec word cacao. A few hundred years later, the Maya civilization had not only cultivated cacao, but it also developed a sophisticated method of processing the beans into a drink, a bitter concoction often flavored with vanilla, chili, or honey. It was considered a luxury and was used in various rituals. The Maya were prolific in cacao cultivation and developed complex methods of growing, harvesting, and processing these beans. They fermented, dried, roasted, and ground the beans to create a paste, which was then mixed with water, chili peppers, and other spices to make a frothy, bitter beverage. Chocolate held a revered status in Maya society. It was used in religious rituals, offerings to the gods, and as part of an important ceremonies such as weddings and religious rites. The drink was often consumed by the elite, including rulers, priests and nobles. Cacao beans were also used as a form of currency. The beans were so valuable, it was enough to be used in trade and as a unit of exchange for goods. The Aztecs also valued cacao beans, which were used as currency as well, and in a drink called chocolate, similar to the Maya's preparation. The Aztec emperor Montezuma is famously said to have consumed large amounts of this beverage, believing it to be an aphrodisiac. In Aztec mythology, cacao was considered a divine gift from the gods, who was believed to have brought the cacao tree from paradise to earth. The consumption of cacao was thought to bestow wisdom and power. The first European encounter with cacao occurred during the Spanish conquest of the Aztec Empire in the early 16th century. The Aztecs, under the previously mentioned Emperor Montezuma II, were initially intrigued by the Spanish and treated them as guests. The Spanish were introduced to cacao through the Aztec court. Initially, the Spanish found the bitter, frothy drink unappealing. However, they quickly realized and recognized its cultural significance and potential value, especially the beans themselves, which were highly valued in Mesoamerican society. Hernan Cortes and his men brought cacao beans and the knowledge of how to prepare chocolate back to Spain. In Europe, chocolate underwent significant changes. Initially, it was consumed as a drink similar to its Mesoamerican versions, but gradually became sweeter with the addition of sugar, cinnamon, and other spices. This was reflecting the European tastes. This adaptation marked the beginning of chocolate's transformation from a bitter ceremonial beverage to a sweet treat. Chocolate initially spread amongst the Spanish aristocracy and clergy, who were the first to adopt and adapt this beverage. It was considered an exotic luxury, enjoyed primarily by the elite. For a time, the Spanish tried to keep the source of cacao and the process of making chocolate a secret, controlling its trade and production. They imported cacao beans from their colonies in the Americas, particularly from what is now Venezuela and Ecuador. However, despite Spanish efforts to maintain a monopoly, knowledge of chocolate and cacao spread throughout Europe. By the 17th century, chocolate had reached Italy, France, and eventually the rest of Europe. Each country developed its own variations and preparations of the drink. Interestingly, in addition to being a luxury item, chocolate was also touted for its medicinal properties. It was believed to aid digestion, cure various ailments, and serve as an aphrodisiac, further boosting its appeal. In fact, by the mid-17th century, chocolate had become popular across Europe, with chocolate houses, similar to coffee houses, appearing in major cities like London and Paris. The Industrial Revolution brought significant advances in chocolate production. In 1828, Dutch chemist Conrad Johannes van Houten developed a process for extracting cacao butter from cacao beans, creating a less fatty, powdered cacao and making chocolate both more affordable and versatile. This process also paved the way for the creation of solid chocolate. The first solid chocolate bar is credited to Joseph Fry, who in 1847 combined cacao powder with sugar and melted cacao butter to create a moldable paste. In 1875, Swiss chocolatier Daniel Peter, with the help of Henri Nestlé, introduced milk chocolate by adding condensed milk to the chocolate mixture, creating the smooth, sweet chocolate we know today. In the early 20th century, this saw the rise of major chocolate manufacturers such as Cadbury, Hershey, and Mars, who played crucial roles in making chocolate a popular and widely available treat. In recent decades, there has been a growing appreciation for high-quality artisanal chocolates. Bean-to-bar makers focus on sourcing high-quality cacao beans and maintaining ethical practices in chocolate production. Modern research has highlighted the potential health benefits of dark chocolate, which is rich in antioxidants and may support heart health. However, the high sugar and fat content in many chocolate products, of course, also necessitate moderation. And that concludes our episode today. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode and stay tuned for another episode next week.